Hello, and welcome to another episode of A Point to Point. It is the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Presented by 70% Complete, the video game website, blog, and YouTube channel. Let's see here. What's today's point? We're feeling a little low energy this morning. Alright, let's see here. So I think maybe we can do like a bit of a fun creator update on this one. I have alluded to a Wolfenstein video I've been working on for a bit, and I've recently had a big old breakthrough on it. And so I think for today's episode, let's talk about progress and a little bit of tamping down on some ambitions. I think that these behind the scenes episodes like can be kind of fun just to show you what it's actually like on the other side here, because it's not always the best, but we're making it happen. I was kind of talking with a couple of friends yesterday about a bit of a struggle I've been having with the Wolfenstein video. Namely, there is a production thing that I want to do that involves growing a Chia pet terrarium to get some time lapse footage. And, dear listener, as much as I like to think that I have a decent green thumb, and as there is, like, evidence to accept that that is true, I sure as hell couldn't get a Chia pet to grow. I tried probably 4 or 5 times. I've spent probably the last month and a half now, like, making the Chia pet and then trying to grow chia seeds on it, and it sure just wasn't working. It didn't get there. The plants continued to die before I even was able to get the like really good footage that I wanted. And you know how Mother Nature be. It takes some time. So every time I was trying to grow those plants, it would take, you know, around 5 days, a little bit longer, for me to realize that it wasn't working. And that was the end of that. And I've kind of been going back and forth on what to do about it, because for so long, this image that I have of this chia pet growing on this chia seed growing on this model that I made, is like, that is the video. Like, that is, it is the thematic core of the video. It is like the end conclusion of what I want to do. And if the footage for plants growing on this thing doesn't hold through, like if that doesn't work, then I kind of feel like the theme of the video, like this big thematic image I have, is no longer working. And it kind of crumbles the whole point of view I have for the video to some degree. Some coffee, thank you very much. So there's some things you could do about that, right? Like, I could cut the entire thing, which I don't like. I spent a lot of time on it, and there's a part of me that kind of rebels at the sunk cost of it all. Like, I think that it is still a cool image, even if it doesn't work out. You can also pivot, which is what I ended up doing, where, you know, in the process of these videos, I think that maybe to take like 7 steps back, when I think about how to make a longer form video essay, which this one is going to be, this one's approaching avowed size at this point. When I approach making that video, there is like a point that I want to hit, but it's very much like it's a dot on a whiteboard, and it says at some point we're gonna say this. Like, this is what we're building towards. But especially with something long form, I end up, you know, building up to it and kind of leaning on those those English degree chops that I have of, you know, building up evidence, like storytelling, to build up a point so that when the point hits, you know, you can look back and say, ah, yes, I see why you're building to that, what all of this interconnected stuff means. And this image that I had, like, especially in video stuff, when I'm working on it, it is two things. It is, this is the point I want to hit, and this is what I want the visual to look like when I hit it. And right now, or I guess as of, you know, a midday yesterday, when I had to scrape off the chia seeds from this sculpture that I made for the fifth time, those things weren't connected anymore. They weren't working out really well. The image that I wanted to make just wasn't happening because of biology, for reasons that I'm still not completely sure on, because plants do be like that. And then also, that wasn't meshing with the point that I wanted to make. And so it kind of puts you in this weird state where I've been working on this Wolfenstein video for, you know, I had probably 2 months now, like actual hardcore 2 months working on this thing. A little bit longer than that, I think. And so I've had an idea of what it looks like what it feels like, what it sounds like. And that has been continuing to develop as time goes on. But, you know, I had like the core of what that video was. And now that one of the like huge pillars of that core image is like not working out, I need to like recalibrate and kind of redefine what all of it is, which I managed to. I feel really good about where it ended up turning as I kind of sat with it last night and, you know, tried to look through it. But that's kind of the thing that I like about this work so much is ultimately, and maybe this is a little bit of, you know, copium here, but I think that having gone through this and having, you know, had this struggle with the plant and like really challenging the image that I had created, I think the video is actually going to turn out better for it. The end conclusion to the plant situation is like not what I thought it was going to be. It is indeed the exact opposite. But I think that it actually makes a stronger video. I think it makes a better point. And it actually kind of shined, put a light on, like perhaps a point that I wasn't trying to make, but had I done it the original way I'd intended to, I may have been making that point, in the wrong way, which is all coded language for something that you'll probably see in a couple months. But, you know, the real heads will think back on this moment and say, ah, I see what you did there. And so part of that is, you know, I think it makes a better video. I feel better about it now. I think the couple of paragraphs I have to kind of sell that image works. It also means that I have a bit more, like, part of this is also I wanted one good time lapse that I could use, which, you know, is going to be 30 seconds of footage and, you know, a probably close to, you know, 60 to 90 minute video again, which is a lot of work for 30 seconds of footage. Since it has failed so many times and the point is going to be its failure, I at least have a minute of footage now where I can kind of string together all the different failures. So, hey, it wins on that edge too. But really, what I wanted to talk about is like that, like how the serendipity of these things are some of my favorite parts, and how, you know, just because of constraints, you are kind of forced to make creative choices based on where things are going. But I also wanted to talk a little bit about ambition, and kind of the feeling of, okay, Avowed did really well. I feel really good about the Avowed video I made. It has kind of like changed the direction of the channel for me when I think about it that way. Like, I'd much rather focus on these larger feature pieces that feel bigger and more premium to me than, you know, kind of focusing as much on the shorter ones that, you know, don't give me as much time to breathe. And creatively, they feel like videos that are quick, not necessarily the videos that, you know, allow me to stretch my muscles, which there's place for both of them, I think, is like the primary thing here. But the secondary thing is I feel better about doing more ambitious, crazy stuff, like making a terrarium to plant chia seeds on, for a larger project where it can be part of something bigger. Like that little dalliance can be, it's not the crux of the thing, right? It feels like if I spent all the time and effort to do that for a 10 to 15 minute YouTube video, then like, is the effort there worth it when the output is a little bit smaller and more minimal and doesn't allow me to go on as many crazy tangents about, you know, where we're taking the video. But also that feeling has now started to completely infect my creative process, like in a positive way, but still like infect it. I am now looking at like crazier shot compositions. I'm like thinking about doing more like nonverbal storytelling in those components, and I'm excited to test it out. I'm excited to kind of see where that stuff goes and if it's something I want to incorporate into my process more. But it's another one of those things where it is crazy ambitious for me, a solo person doing this and having to like set up my own stuff to like try to do dynamic shooting and like color stuff in a video. But also, that's crazy exciting. I'm so excited to do it. It's like a really fun project for me to figure out. They're always like good challenges, and it's the stuff that like makes me super excited to make these video projects. Like, I love writing them. I love editing them. I love shooting them. Like, every aspect of these videos are like my favorite thing to do. And when I can find ways to challenge myself and like find new things to try out or have new ideas of like, oh, maybe I can like shoot it this way, or maybe, you know, maybe this like a brand new light that I got that is like able to put out a crazy wattage of colored light, like let's play with that, let's do some stuff. So I will say this, this Wolfenstein video is certainly more colorful than the Wolfenstein or the Avowed one was, and there will also be more shots, which is going to make my life a bit of a nightmare, but I don't really care because it's going to be fun. So I guess like that's the thing about ambition to me, is that like I have incredibly ambitious plans for these videos. I know that I will not be able to achieve all of them, and that's fine. But it's just really exciting to be able to push and be able to like find those boundaries and try to figure out where the limits are and what I can do. And when I do have to eventually pull in my wife to start shooting stuff for me, because dynamic shooting is hard to do by yourself. But yeah, I guess like the point today is, you know, take on those moments of serendipity when things come, and kind of set you down. Maybe they are new opportunities. Not always. You know, don't believe all that bullshit. But like, sometimes there is a way to like cleverly work around it, and maybe it reveals something better than you had expected. And then also lean into that ambition sometimes, you know, just give it a shot. See what you can do. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But at least you tried it. And then now you can probably figure out why it didn't work and do a better job next time. A thing that will probably eat you up for the rest of your life, but, that's okay, 'cause you'll get better. All right. I gotta head off to work. So, y'all have a good day, and, we'll catch you later. See ya.